Hello and welcome to Paranormal or What podcast with me, your host, Michaela Ford. How are you all paranormal peeps? I'm doing fine and I'm actually sat in my car at the moment, halfway up the UK. I've just stopped for a coffee and to have my lunch. And I am on my way to visit my haunted hotel in Chester. And I'm very, very excited. So, this week I thought it would be appropriate to speak to someone from the hotel. And so we're having a chat with Dan Callahan, who works at the hotel and for Afterlife and Spooky Events. And we'll get the lowdown on what's going on with the Most Haunted franchise. Of course, they're now branching out into the USA with My Haunted Manor and My Haunted HQ as well. So Dan's going to let us know what's been going on at the hotel and anything that he can tell us about the new TV shows. Enjoy. Goodness, that is very close. I don't think very big on there.
Hello.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
I'm not bad. It's been a while.
It has. Long time no hear.
Absolutely.
How's it going?
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's been a busy year so far.
I'm looking forward to hearing all the gossip and all the excitement.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm coming up to the hotel on Thursday this week.
I believe so, yes.
Would you be around or is it not your night?
Yes, I certainly will. So I'll see you there. That'll be really cool.
Yay, fantastic. It's always so nice meeting people in person after you've chatted to them online.
100%, 100%. I mean, I've saw you kind of in the hotel before, but I was down in the bar, I remember very briefly.
Oh, well, it'll be really nice to catch up with you. So tell me, what's been happening recently?
So, as I'm sure you're aware, I recently kind of joined full force my haunted hotel team.
Yeah.
Which has been just a huge development. It's a place that obviously I've investigated so much over the last kind of 12 to 18 months. So to finally kind of see it from the other side has been really exciting.
Yeah. I bet it has. So So how has your kind of day-to-day involvement changed then? What's different?
So for around the past 6 months, I was primarily just doing control room-based stuff. So I was kind of almost being behind the scenes, that question mark guy. Who is this guy we see in the shadows sometimes?
Yeah, the techie.
that's the one. Whereas kind of this year with season 4, it's been a little bit more full on, kind of helping the guys out directly, live stream kind of work as well. So me and Gibbsy kind of joined together this year and we've kind of started doing live streams together for VHX, which has been really, really cool. Running the nights together as well, but also presenting evidence directly to Danny, Harry and Brett, which has been, it's been incredible, kind of delivering like packages of just evidence like that. It's brilliant.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So are you able to tell us anything that's happened recently?
Yeah. So me and Gibbsy actually did a live stream and it was our very first one. And it was probably around 2 weeks ago. And I remember speaking with Gibbsy before this live stream, and my words were, I always fear a live stream a bit because, as you'll know yourself, paranormal activity just doesn't occur when you want it to. When Danny's editing a show, he's got that joy of kind of going, okay, then, so I've got 2 weeks worth of footage from 24 cameras. I can carefully select the brilliant moments, and I can condense all that down. But on a live stream, we've got 5 hours of just straight up recording time. Will anything happen? That was the nerve-wracking bit for me. So we did have some cool moments that night. It saved me, actually. My biggest fears were put to bed, which was great. And I think over the last couple of weeks, just to give a bit of an insight to some of the bits that I've witnessed in there. So we had, during this live stream, we did have some really interesting moments in room one, interestingly.
Oh, right, because that's been quite quiet for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, a very quiet room. So we did this early on purpose with a kind of feeling of let's hit the more active areas later on, which, as the trend suggests, it seems to often kind of spike as the night goes on anyway. So we were in there, and Gibbsy went on the Estes session in the wardrobe. Quite a sight to see, I've got to say. And I was sat on the bed, and he actually said, I've just heard what sounds like French or Spanish come through the Estes method. Now, I remember Danny saying from his Haunted Hunts days that a lady in red or a Madame LaRouge used to come through quite regularly. It was something that he'd witnessed evidence for. So I actually called out for the lady in red and started speaking very broken French. And it was quite incredible because right where we put the live stream camera in the corner of the room near the TV was just so loud, just ding, ding, quite clearly. It was like something knocked almost on the laptop. It was so cool.
Wow.
So
So
that was a really.
has she followed him there, do you think?
I'm not sure. It's a bizarre one because they used to visit the hotel a lot, I remember, as a team back then. And I think multiple members of the team had this lady in red. But I've never really saw any evidence personally from this lady in red. So I just kind of thought, let's give it a try. And yeah, have we hit kind of like a new character?
Or maybe it was just somebody responding to your French. Maybe it was somebody else, but someone
Very
French.
possible. Because I know, of course, Chester being obviously such a historic city anyway, and there was a port down at the bottom of the road there, which I know was used an awful lot for, foreign imports and even people coming from abroad. So it's quite possible. And a couple of moments as well in the famous Room 6. I mean, let's be honest, it's the one that delivers quite a lot. So we had some really cool moments in there as well, and it was great because people got to witness this kind of on live camera, which was really good. And I'm not normally a jumpy person, but I did kind of go a bit Scooby-Doo and run. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
Oh, so what did you get? Bangs or what happened?
Yeah, so room six, I was sat in, you'll know yourself from being there. There's like a little step, isn't there, in kind of in the doorway. And I was sat near there. And I could only describe it as if someone had thrown something really hard at like the floor in the bathroom. It was the loudest bang I think I've ever heard. And it must have been about, 3 foot behind me. And I think what was really cool that night was that the pub had closed early. It was a really quiet night anyway when the pub was open, and we knew it was just me and Gibbsy throughout the whole building, which was it there's it takes away that doubt of, we'll check that back and make sure it was nobody on another floor or no one in another room. Just that reality setting immediately of I know we're the only two people here. We just can't explain this.
Oh gosh. So do you still stay over in the hotel every now and then, or do you just sort of leave at one or two or whatever?
Yeah, so I think interestingly, since kind of being on the team at the hotel, it's actually made me want to stay and actually stay more, which is, I didn't expect that. And I think it's just because I've witnessed so much firsthand, I've realized how much it's still got to give that I've yet to experience, personally when I've been there.
So we don't seem to have heard quite as much. And forgive me, because I am a little bit behind on the VHX ones. So
Yes.
things might have happened that I don't know about quite easily. But we don't seem to be hearing quite so much about Room 8 recently. Is anything going on there?
No, so Room 8 has been generally pretty quiet as of late. So we installed live cameras just before Christmas.
Yes, I've been going on them every now and then, although it's after you've stared at it for like 20 minutes, you're kind of like, oh, I'm a bit
Yeah.
fed up
100%.
now.
And it's kind of been, we've had a bit more interaction with roommate on that level of one, obviously people watching and reporting, but two, we've had to kind of physically go in almost daily to activate this live camera. And one thing that has happened an awful lot since Christmas is the smells have intensified within that room.
Oh.
Which it's been so bizarre because I remember me and Gibbsy experienced it actually for the first time, kind of on a really bad level just after Christmas. We did an event the night before, and at 2 o'clock, we both went up. We checked room eight, make sure there was no one in there, make sure there was no equipment, and then we locked the door and then we went home. And then what was really odd was we come in the following day to try and do a bit of work on the live streams to hardwire them up. And I remember it as clear as day. It was a brilliant moment. We really should have cut the footage of this. But I was in the corridor outside, and Gibbsy walked in, and I just heard him retching, and he come out at some speed. Now, for some reason, my reaction was to find it utterly hilarious. Like
Which you would,
Yeah,
yeah.
until the smell followed him out the room, it was the worst smell I have ever encountered.
What was it like then? What was it like? Was it garlic or something worse?
No, it smelled like rotten meat is the best way to describe
Oh.
it. It was vile, and we'd actually gone. So Gibbsy had driven all the way from Bolton to come here. So it was a good hour and a half drive. I'm not so bad. I'm only 5 minutes away. And the reality was we had to abandon doing the work on these Wi-Fi cables because we just could not enter the room. It was that bad.
Oh my goodness.
It was awful. And I remember we had guests in that night, and we said, are we going to close the room? Because are people even going to investigate within that room? And then we
Yeah.
had the question of do we leave the door open to try and air it out? And then we thought, well,
Or some high
do we?
density like air
Yeah,
freshener.
literally, we were like, what do we do? What do we do? So we opted to just kind of see how things went and the evening come along. Guests did also, when they entered the room, were very, it was that pungent, but it had calmed
Oh.
down a bit. But we've noticed it's so bizarre. We've gone in there, zero smell, and then you're going 1 hour later, and it's absolutely incredible. It's just so strong. But then a couple of hours later, again, nothing at all. It's so bizarre.
I wonder if it could be something to do with the sewers, some sort of link. I
Yeah,
mean,
well, we.
to try and explain it rather than it being paranormal.
Absolutely. We've looked at a few different bits. So there is, so if you kind of were to drill a hole through the floor of room eight, you would kind of come out near the toilet slash stairs on the middle floor.
Right, yeah.
So we've kind of tried comparing like smells from within the toilets that are on the middle floor because they're the closest toilets to it.
Yeah.
We can't, but also a lot of people don't know this. It is open, But when you walk into room eight, you'll notice that straight ahead before you go through the curtain, there is actually a doorway there. I know Beardo went in there on the debunking episode.
Yeah.
But room eight does actually have its own ensuite, like every other room does.
Right, okay.
And you can just open the door. It's not locked.
Oh, I might do that.
That's it. And we're finding the smell isn't within that room either, which is really odd.
Wow.
It's so bizarre. We just can't pinpoint it. I know we've looked at, I think Harry recently had someone in do an inspection and they were looking at things like gas leaks and moisture levels and stuff like that. But we just can't figure it out. And I can't vouch for prior to room eight, but Harry, I don't know, a lot of the staff have said it's not something that ever occurred prior to room eight within that room.
Yeah.
So apparently that was originally a general manager's bedroom long, long ago.
Oh, right.
So very interesting. So it seems to have occurred since the Greystall has been introduced, which is so bizarre.
And the thing is, because Danny's quite convinced that that entity is trapped within the glass and can't go into other rooms unless he's changed his mind. So how does it get smells out into the room if it is
That's the bit, because the voices seem to often occur, we found. They always seem to occur within the room, but a lot of people are reporting saying it almost comes from thin air, as if it's like someone stood next to you making the noise, you know, rather than from like the doll directly or from a specific location.
So maybe it can get out.
It's a weird one, because I questioned this to Danny. I said, how do we know it's trapped? And he said, well, the voice always seems to emanate within that proximity. I don't know. Time will tell, I guess, with that one. Time will tell.
Yeah. So have you got a room that you find the most spooky or scary?
I think for me, room two has always been a room it's delivered the most for me.
Yeah.
And it often in the forms of bangs, I find in room two. And always along that wall where the bathroom is, it's always kind of in that small wall between like the room and the bathroom. So many times it delivers. I used to love room five, but for some reason, I just don't get activity in room five. It seems to be other people. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, because the biggest activity I ever had was in room five. When the first time I went, and it was phenomenal, but it was such a shame because something was also, I don't know if it was the same thing that was kicking off in room six, but Danny and Harry and Brett were focusing on room six. And when we walkie-talking through, they said, hang on, we can't speak to you now. Something's happening in room six. But actually, I felt like more was happening in room five and that they could hear it in room six. And we had these unbelievably loud bangs coming from the cordoned off area from the, you know, behind the bed.
Yes, where the like a little teepee is.
So in there where nobody's allowed to knock it down because it's, you know, grade whatever listed. Something's in there. But also we had massive bangs coming from the floor in the bathroom and we had bangs on the door and I kept opening the door and nobody was there.
Yeah.
So, but it all kicked off all at once. It was crazy.
It seems to happen so often. I always remembered from, you know, even the very early episodes of the hotel, you know, they would say about these waves of activity. And I think being in the control room and having, you know, a line of radios to which each room has a radio, the sheer amount of times I've kind of sat there for an hour and a half and it's silence, you know? And then all of a sudden, you've got four radios in your hand, like,
where shall I go?
and it's just crazy. And it's not as if these are events where multiple people are hearing the same thing. You've got, we've just heard a voice in room six. we've got banging coming from the shower in room five, and I'm like, oh wow, someone's walking down the corridor, and I'm thinking, they're not, I can see it. What's going on?
That really got to me, because on our first visit as well, we stayed in room three, and again, I heard clear as day several times somebody walking past my room.
Yes.
And I'm the sort of person that, you know, in the horror film would get shouted out. I have to go and look. I just have to go and look. So
yeah,
I'd be stood by the door waiting for the footsteps, and then I'd fling it open and there was nothing there. And it's crazy.
It just makes no sense. It doesn't make logical sense. We actually looked at an event that happened recently, and we had this famous running down the corridor that you always get. And it was interesting. I'm sure you'll remember the episode where everyone, the whole group of people in room four on the bed, and something ran at about, I think it was 2, 3 in the morning down the corridor. And they all left. Every single person was like, nope, I'm done, you know. And we had a very similar incident where we had guests in room four report something running down the corridor. And it was quite interesting because something kind of caught my attention with this, which I find so bizarre. So as I'm sure you've noticed yourself, these bangs are often very loud that occur in a hotel. They're not, you know, you do get some quiet stuff, but so many times it's like someone's dropped a bowling ball in the room and you think, oh, wow, you know.
Yeah.
But nothing seems to move. How does nothing move, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we looked at this corridor, I actually tried to kind of replicate this. And one thing that I noticed, which was really interesting, was if I run down the corridor, yes, you get the audio. Of course, you get the audio from that. But you'll notice within about 10 seconds, many, many dust particles start appearing because obviously I've just disrupted the whole airflow down the corridor. But when we get these unusual footsteps that run down the corridor, you don't get these particles of like dust kick up. So it's somehow able to create the sound, but without manipulating the air, which is really bizarre.
And also, it can create the vibration in the floor.
Absolutely.
But without moving things, which is just mind-boggling.
It's bizarre because sound, of course, is vibrations through the air, which is,
That is really weird.
It's really got me.
Well, that big bang we heard in room five, it was so big that it sounded like somebody had smashed a sledgehammer against the wall.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe that something could be so loud, and yet, like you say, nothing's there. Nothing happens. There's no dint in the wall.
Yeah.
There's nothing. How can it create such a loud sound?
I've got a friend who's come to join me.
And also, it's almost like the sound comes from everywhere and nowhere all at the same time.
Yes, I've noticed that because especially when I've done like afterlife nights and we've got multiple people within the room, you'll hear a noise and you'll have five people all point kind of in different directions, which is so unusual.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
I don't know how we'd ever be able to find out where it came from, really.
No. I know. So since this year, we've kind of started looking at things very differently within the hotel. So we were focused, obviously, on the first kind of seasons of the hotel. It was very much capturing this evidence and kind of debunking or kind of saying, okay, this could be a paranormal moment. Whereas now, I know Danny was saying, and Brett and Harry as well, we've caught some things that are happening so often, they're repeating time and time again. Maybe we need to start looking into, okay, so why are they happening? What is the exact cause of it? Is something triggering them? And kind of looking deeper into some of these moments, which would be really cool.
Yeah. And also, whether they are just on a loop, whether they are just residual. It's just that they happen to happen. Is there a pattern to when they're happening? What you need is really to write down what happens when and put it in a table and then see if you can get any data that matches up.
Yes, so that's something that I've recently been working on. It's like a live document that we can all access. It'll be the plan. And we can put all these, even if they're just very small, insignificant moments. Because do we find that these insignificant moments that we're like, was it, wasn't it, are a key to something bigger that's occurring? Now,
And
is it
if
like a little clue?
something happens at a repeated time, say, I don't know, once a month. In room one, there is a bang that happens on a specific wall at 8 o'clock. And then, if it happens again and again and again over months and months, you can actually then predict what might happen and see whether the prediction happens. You could be stood by that wall at that time on that day and go,
Ready
right,
and waiting.
this should be happening now. And then it does. And then it kind of helps to solve it a bit, I think.
It'd be really interesting. So we did have so that famous baby cry on the middle floor in the function room that occurred last year. So we had this repeat itself, and there was a few differences this time. So the first time it was Brett, Harry, and Danny in the control room, and I know one of the bar staff were bringing up the till at the end of the night, and this baby cry just occurred. And it must have been about, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago, there was Brett, me, and Gibbsy in the control room. And we heard the exact same sound, and we
Really?
caught it. And I remember looking at Brett and Gibbsy as if to say, what was that? And then Brett went, that sounded exactly like last time. And I thought, okay, so Brett heard a baby as well. Okay, that's cool. And we played them back, and the audio was not exactly the same, but so close to each other. So we've kind of gone back and had a look at when this originally happened. And although on a calendar year, it doesn't seem to have a match, the time appears to be the same between the two.
Oh, okay.
So what we've done this time is we've kind of counted the days between and then marked that many days ahead on the calendar.
Okay. Oh, that would
But
be really interesting.
so will it happen again? And then we were saying, do we need to have three people in the control room for it to happen? Is that a factor, or is it a little bit like, I remember the slit experiment where they say about things behaving differently when observed. So if we put equipment out, will that stop it from happening? There's so many questions, isn't there? There.
Because sometimes they do also seem to be intelligently sort of organized in the way that they will decide whether something's going to happen or not.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's definitely a mix there of that kind of residual stuff that just occurs if anyone's there or not. And then 100%, I think Billy is probably a character in that building that I've witnessed the most intelligent responses from. The amount of times I've saw people say, can you knock three times, Billy? And there's been three knocks. And, okay, are you able to knock again, but this time two times? And I've watched it happen, and I just think, is there really a little boy who's invisible to us right now actually stood there knocking on a wall? It's fascinating. It really is.
It is. It just boggles your mind, doesn't it? Because you just think, what is going on here? And likelihood is we'll never know, which is really frustrating.
It's so true. And I think now it's kind of, it's raised more questions, I think, since I've been in the control room, because I think being a skeptical person, when I would experience something and someone says to you, we can't explain that moment, there's always that little part of you that thinks, has something been missed? Has someone done two knocks and it just wasn't noticed? But now I suppose, kind of, Having that access and being able to, I've sat there for far too long, I think. It's the truth. Watching camera after camera after camera, and I'm just thinking there has to be a reason for this. And I just get to the end and just go, there isn't. I cannot find a cause. And it's so weird. And it was a hard job at first because it almost felt a bit like, I suppose I struggled to understand the paranormal a little bit at first because I would have a guest radio and say, Dan, this has just happened. And I'd be looking and I'd be looking and I'd be looking. And I'm like, I can't find where it is. And I think it's because I was almost expecting that there must be a reason. And I've come to realize now that, okay, it's not that I'm doing my job bad. I think just sometimes there isn't a reason for this. It's not findable. You cannot find the cause.
Yeah, definitely. And things change so much in the hotel as well, because sometimes you've got, you know, the cavalier comes through and then you don't hear from him for 6 months. And then, and then Grace plays up and then that dies down. And then has there been any action with the dolls in room 5 recently?
So it's interesting you say that. So when me and Gibbsy, about a week, week and a half ago, did our first live, we actually moved the doll from the museum back into room 5.
Yeah.
And we also moved a cursed chest as well back into room 6. Just for that night was the plan. And we didn't get any activity from those items. And the last time the doll had fallen was, I think it was somewhere near Christmas. It happened, and that was in room 7. And it was really cool, actually, because it happened on the live camera, which was really good, too.
Oh, brilliant.
I remember receiving about 40 messages. The doll's gone, doll's gone, doll's gone.
Oh, wow. So people must have been just sat there staring at a very still room, and then something happened.
And then it just fell off right in front of everyone's eyes. It was so cool, you know, that moment. And we put the doll back into room 7. And I'll be honest, I was a bit stuck for time. We had an afterlife night on, and I'd come in and I went and switched the live streams on, and the internet, being a 400-year-old building, it's not the best. I'm sure, having been there, you know yourself, trying to get phone signal around there and stuff is so hard to get. And I come in and I was trying to get the live streams on, and I was setting up for the events, and I thought, right, I need to get water. And then I remembered, I was like, oh, I need to put the curse chest back and I need to put the doll back into room 7. And I took a shortcut. I grabbed the doll. I did not stand her up on her legs. I leant her nice and firmly against the wall. I was just like, there we go. That'll do for now. I'll stand her up properly later on. And I ran out, and she stayed there for 2 days, and she fell again on, I think it was Saturday morning.
Wow. And what's fell forward. Weird,
she went forwards as well, which was so crazy. And I was like, she was leant against the wall, you know? And I think we're going to cut the footage of that as well, because I kind of leant her against the wall and hit quite hard the surface, and I was like, yeah, she's not going anywhere. And I left. So for it to fall, I think I was like, oh, okay. You know, we can rule out gravity, is my thoughts on that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So do you get, I'm really looking forward to going into room 7, because I haven't been up since you opened it. Do you get much stuff going on in there when you have visitors, or?
It's interesting you say that. So since room 7 opened, it's been generally a very quiet room. Now, I know Harry has had the biggest frustration, because he used to stay in that room quite a lot. And he said things used to happen regularly in this room. Why is nothing really happening in here? It doesn't make sense to me, was his words. But over the last kind of 2-3 weeks, there have been quite a few moments from room 7. So I'm wondering, you know, is it that because all the decor was changed? Had it? I know there was a lot of activity around the whole building when that was getting renovated.
Yeah.
Are things moving back into room 7 now that used to reside there a lot more? I don't know.
Yeah, but, or maybe there's too much energy with all the different objects in there. I don't
there's
know.
Maybe so it's much, kind of that?
Maybe it's just kind of frozen it because there's too much. Have you had any new objects in there recently?
So, I'm trying to think of what the newest one was. There are some new objects, but I know I'm not allowed to talk about those yet.
Oh.
But we have got some pool objects that are coming in soon.
Yeah.
I think that might be coming into possibly one of this week's episode, actually. So,
yeah.
Or what will likely be this week's episode. I think the most recent addition was something actually of mine, which I got from a place called Nantes Mansion. It was a bear called Barbara. The most paranormal of names.
Babs.
Yeah. And this was a bear that apparently, when placed around, things would regularly fall off tables or sides where it was. And it's something that I'd kind of kept in my possession for probably about 6 to 8 months now. And the only things that I'd really caught that I could say were unusual was on 2 phone calls I had, I heard a little girl, like almost through the phone now, say hello. And the person on the other end of the phone also heard it.
Wow.
And I thought, is this linked to this bear? And both times I had the bear very close. Wow. I couldn't really prove it as paranormal. And I took the decision at Christmas to finally put her in the museum. I thought, let's get it watched properly and let people investigate it properly. And we've potentially had our first moment about a week ago, which may be linked to this bear. It's hard to say. But what's really odd was we captured something that had happened live on camera, but everyone in the room didn't hear it, which is really bizarre.
Gosh, so that is weird. It's weird when that happens. Like when you get an EVP that no one heard. It's
yeah,
odd.
It's so strange. And, you know, it's something I've witnessed quite a few times in the hotel now. I know Sue, who's a big regular at the hotel, was in the corridor of room 7 about 6 months ago. And we just heard like a gentleman's voice, and me and Brett look at each other and we're like, who was that? And we radioed down, and you know, there was about 6 of them all sat there investigating. They were like, didn't hear anything. But it was louder than they were. It's so bizarre. So bizarre.
That is odd. They should really, really go and buy some more dolls from that shop opposite, because I had one of the freakiest moments in that shop.
Really?
Have you ever been inside it?
You know what? I've never caught it open.
It's not open often, is it?
No.
But it's literally stuffed full with dolls. I mean, it's like walking back in time. And the lady, this elderly lady, and she's absolutely lovely. And
yeah.
So after the first time we went, it was open. And we actually hung around for a couple of hours to wait till it opened. And we went in. And of course, the dolls are really expensive, so we couldn't afford, you know, to get one or anything. And they're hundreds of pounds. Anyway, almost as soon as I went in, I started talking to the lady, and behind her right shoulder was this beautiful little black baby doll. And she was sat there kind of like this, with her arms like this.
Yeah.
And she I swear, I absolutely swear, she moved both her arms like this behind the woman. And I went, did you see that? To my friend. And she said, no, what? And I went, you're kidding. And am I the only person who saw that? But it was so big, the movement, you know, it wasn't a little like, it didn't just fall. It moved both arms. And so then I quizzed the woman, who basically said, no, of course they don't move. And I've never had anything weird or ghostly or paranormal. I've never had ghosts in here. I've never had dolls moving when they shouldn't. And I was
Yeah.
thinking, well, they're obviously doing it behind your back. And if I'd had the money, I would have bought that doll. But it was about
Immediately.
£350, so I couldn't. I'd be
Off.
interested to know if she's still there because that
Yeah.
doll is haunted. So Harry and Brett
Wow.
used to should go in and
And buy that doll if it's there.
if it's there, or see what they feel about the other dolls.
Yeah.
But I think there'd be quite a lot of stuff in there that's haunted.
Yeah, like so much history. I mean, the building itself just has such a cool appearance, doesn't it, as well?
Yeah, but it was like something was messing with me because my
Yes.
friend who I was stood next to didn't see because she was looking at another doll. The
Yeah.
woman didn't see because the doll was behind her. So I
Yeah.
was just looking directly at the doll and it kind
Yeah.
of moved as if to go, hi,
Yes.
I'm
Oh,
alive.
wow.
And then, of course, you go, did I really see that? Did
Of
I? No,
course.
I can't have seen that. I can't have seen a doll move both its arms.
No.
I mean, but I did. It was mental.
Wow. Wow.
So anybody who's
That.
got a lot of money, get down to the haunted doll shop opposite the hotel and buy
And pick
one.
up some of those dolls.
Yeah,
They're absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's been open for years as well, and I do need to go inside sometime, but I
I
just don't know if I could go in there without pulling out a K2 meter.
know. And the thing is that it's such a small shop that you've got to have some sort of pretext for going in there. I mean, we just pretended to be interested, but it might be
Yes.
a bit different with, a load of burly blokes going in with haunted t-shirts on, like, hello, we're come to look
Absolutely.
at the dolls. But
You'd be getting kicked out.
I don't know what's going to happen to it because she was so happy to talk. She obviously didn't have a lot of people to talk to, and she was telling us that her husband was ill, and so she doesn't get to come to the shop very often. And she was
Yeah.
saying she's got no one to pass it on to. And
Wow,
she
so.
does quite a lot of big American kind of doll shows, which is, because Americans really love the kind of Victorian
It's very
dolls, and
big,
they'll,
isn't it, over in
yeah, and they'll
America?
pay a fortune for them, she said. But I
Yeah.
got the feeling that there was no one after her to take it over, so I don't know what would happen.
Yeah, so is it that we'll see the end of this really
I
cool doll shop?
know.
Hopefully
Hero.
not.
Well, hopefully not. If anything happens to her, maybe Harry might purchase the doll shop as well. The haunted doll shop is an extra attraction.
Love to
Maybe.
stay in there, I've got to say.
I know. I bet things do have. I get the feeling it's one of those, it's like being on a movie. It's you get the feeling that, doll parties happen when the doors are shut.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what has anything sort of changed within the hotel since the whole new franchise has started, the Haunted HQ and the American thing? Has anything changed with the sort of normal Chester Hotel?
So it's kind of generally running very similar, but we've got a lot more eyes now that we've got me and Gibbs in kind of as well. Because we were finding that I think it was getting very tricky because obviously Harry's got the whole pub element as well to run,
Yeah.
which was obviously taking a lot of time. Danny, of course, was doing all the editing work as well and trying to keep eyes on everything in the hotel. And then, of course, Brett pretty much lives there anyway. He always has done, and it's still the same now.
So,
No,
and sorry, go on.
so I think now that we've got me and Gibbsy, it's been really cool because we've kind of, I think we've been able to kind of give more attention to the moments that are happening now, and give more attention to timestamps and such like. So the evidence we're kind of documenting is a lot more detailed. I feel like we're missing less than we were, which is great.
Yeah.
So we kind of get a bigger picture. And as well, with kind of the whole relaunch this year, We've now added a few little new things in place. So guests now get like a hard case when they come in. That's got their radio, but it's also got some basic equipment like a REM pod and a K2,
Oh, brilliant. That's really
which
good.
is, it's something small, but it's kind of adding a little bit more to it. And it's giving, especially people who are coming for the first time, the amount of times I'd hear people come in and they'd go, "We should have bought a K2 or something, you know, or
Yeah.
we should have bought this." And now it's kind of giving people that extra stuff, and we're kind of handing out more equipment.
I think
And
that's a really good idea, actually, because it might put them off sort of cracking out the cat balls and the Ouija board instead.
that's true. In fact, interestingly, I 5 minutes before we went live on the podcast here, I've actually received a package of equipment specifically for the hotel, which we're going to use. So these have been made by Andy from Skya, and they're custom items for the hotel. And they actually sent quite a large variety of different things, like hot and cold spots, magnetic field changes, air pressure
Yeah.
changes, and stuff like that.
Ooh.
And just having that ability to kind of hand these out to people who are staying and just have this extra scientific element, will
Yeah.
it help us unlock the millions of questions we've all got?
Yeah.
Hopefully so. Hopefully so.
Fingers crossed. Well,
So
I'm really looking forward to coming. I can't, and I'm very interested in playing with some new equipment as well.
absolutely, it's always good. And I think as well, I've kind of witnessed, especially over the last week to 2 weeks, the activity's absolutely climbing. It's like things are building up in the hotel, which is really nice as well. So you could be coming on perfect timing, hopefully.
Oh, I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
I hope I get some sleep though. It's really weird. I don't know if it's just because it's really exciting, but I've never been able to really fall asleep while I've been there.
Yes.
So you're sort of laid in your bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, going, "Go to sleep, go to sleep." But your eyes are everywhere. Your ears are super kind of focused on the
Absolutely.
sound. And I just feel really tense, so I never have a good night's sleep, which is fair enough because you get your
Yeah.
money's worth if you stay awake, don't you?
It's true. It's true. I mean, it's funny you say that about sleeping. So a couple of people came last week, and it was their first visit to the hotel. And it was really cool, actually. So they had obviously their case with their equipment in. And I know they'd finished off with like a group session in the brothel area.
Yeah.
And she actually left her REM pod on the table. She completely forgot about it. So obviously, once everyone had gone home, it was locked up, the middle floor was. So she was a bit like, "Oh, I've left my REM pod. Oh, well, not to worry. I'm going to go and get some sleep." And she said, "All night, I could hear the REM pod going off on the floor that was
Oh
locked up downstairs." And I
no.
was like, "Oh, wow." And she said, "I don't know if I was kind of awake because of the REM pod, or I was awake because I knew that floor was locked and no one was in there."
No, that is freaky. Because do you still get some good activity in the room with the big table in on the middle floor? Because there used to be quite a lot of stuff happening around there in the bar, didn't there?
Yeah, so we found around Christmas it kind of went a lot quieter. It kind of dropped off a little bit. And oddly, the bar was producing some really cool moments later on.
Oh, wow.
So, which was something we'd not really saw before. But on a few of the afterlife nights recently, I'd been calling out for someone to move a glass behind the bar. And it's so frustrating because we just couldn't catch this on camera because it was so quiet. But on three occasions, on three different afterlife nights this year, I've asked for a glass to move and I've heard the sound of like glasses chinking. It's almost like something's, you know, almost like pulled it and let go, and they've like something has tried to move one.
Oh, but it's too small to see.
It's just too small to see. And then because we have so many people in there, that really subtle chink, everyone could hear it, but just on camera, you just can't tell it's a glass, you know. So
Yeah. Oh.
I think it's due. I really do feel like, a big moment is due in that area. Yes, 100%.
And how about the dolls and clowns and things in the bar downstairs? Have they been behaving themselves recently?
So we've had a few developments. In fact, there was a recent moment down in the bar with Bob, or in front of Bob, should I say. And there was a couple of guests who actually sat there having something to eat before they come up for the event. And they were both sat in front of Bob, and I'm pretty sure they had a K2 at one point as well, which is so cool to see. You see it so often there. And I remember it really clearly. They come up and he said, "Something's just happened downstairs." And we looked back, and I believe the gentleman was a bit of a skeptic, and it was the lady who was more, she was the one who was more interested in it.
Yeah.
And she was sat there, and all of a sudden she goes, and she says to her partner, she goes, "Something's just touched my shoulder." And his face is a picture. You can see him going, "Of course, something's touched your shoulder, yeah." And at that exact moment when he's saying it, his sleeping bag, it's like something just lifts it and pushes it against his leg. And then he jumps and goes, "The sleeping bag's just moved." And she's like, "Shut off." And was such a cool moment, the way like both of them, was this Bob or was it just coincidence? I don't know. So yeah, quite an interesting one. And I do know as well, someone has caught on their phone, Willow knocking, or seemingly a knocking sound coming from Willow's box
Yeah.
recently. But it was when the pub was just open, just generally open, which is really cool. So
Yeah.
yeah, there seems to be a couple of bits occurring. I'd love to spend some more time, I think, with both like Willow and such like, and Bob, and really do like a good investigation. I'm thinking maybe on one of these next lives we should do exactly that.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good thing to do.
Just dedicate like, an hour to each one and just see, can we get anything at all from them?
Yeah. Fantastic. Oh, it's just so exciting. I'm so glad. I can't believe it's a whole year since I've been last. It's
Yes,
just flown
flies.
by. Flown by.
Yeah, absolutely flies. And I think, yeah, like, I think kind of looking as well at like this coming year, obviously with the manor over in US and the hotel running side by side, I think one thing for me that I'm really excited about for this year is we're going to get to see potentially a correlation between two venues that are monitored 24/7. So
Yeah.
obviously the hotel is very unique in that obviously we get to witness time and time again these moments. And I think the exciting bit for me is, are we going to see the same in another venue, or is it that each venue is completely unique?
Yeah.
I think like that's the bit now, thinking of like the past year and what we've discovered, but now this coming year, and yeah, it's going to be
All new
good.
stuff. So there's the first Haunted Manor's coming out soon, isn't it? I don't, do you know when it is?
Yes, I believe it's this week, actually. I'm trying to remember the dates. I should know these dates. Danny's told me many, many times. I think it
Okay.
might be Thursday and Sunday this week. There's two episodes dropping on YouTube, and I know one of them is the Manor, and I think the other one is as well, kind of based around like a bit of a mix on the other one.
Yeah.
So that'll be really interesting, that, and I'm quite excited because obviously I've not really, I've heard a few bits from the Manor, but I've not heard a lot, so I'm really excited to see this.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be a whole different ball game, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I know when we were doing the live in the hotel, the guys actually video called us from the Manor on the live, which is really, really cool.
Oh, wow.
And they were saying we've had some really cool moments. And me and Gibbs, who said, "Should we book a flight now? Should we just
Yeah,
go?"
Oh, it must be so tempting. I bet the others didn't want to come back, did they? They looked like they had a whale of a time.
It was just brilliant over there, they said. And they said that, the whole community there were just amazing. They never saw anything like it, which is really cool.
Well, I'm sure that'll be really exciting to see that unfolding this year. I'm really looking forward to that as well. Right,
Yes.
well, I think I'm going to wind up now because I've got to. The one thing that I've realised is I haven't got my equipment charged up, so I need to go and plug everything in because I'm going up to Yorkshire first tomorrow and then coming over
Oh
to
wow.
Chester on Thursday, going up
Oh,
to
that'll be
see
cool.
family and stuff. Yeah, so I better get charged. So it's been
Yes.
lovely to speak to you, Dan, and I'm really
Same.
looking forward to seeing you on Thursday. That'd be wicked.
Yes. Fingers crossed. I know Harry, Danny, and Brett, I think they're also on the Thursday, as well as Gibbsy. So I know
Wicked.
we're doing a bit of filming as well. So there's a good chance actually that you might see everyone in one go there, which would be really cool.
That'd be really good. I think it'd be quite an exciting night because I've got some of the girls from To Investigate coming as well.
Nice.
So I don't think he's going to be quiet. What with all of you lot
No,
and
no.
all of us lot, it might be. Well, let's hope we can use our energy to get things moving.
It's something that you see time and time again, isn't it? I think that, and I think a big part of it is the energy. So fingers crossed.
Yes.
I'm hoping.
We'll do it. We'll do it. And as Danny says, let's do
Let's do
this.
this.
Not to
Let's do
be a
this.
cliche. Anyway, you take care, Dan, and I will see you on Thursday. And everybody listening, I will update you and let you know in next week's episode what happens.
Yes. Take care.
All right. Take care. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks very much, Dan, for letting us know what's going on at the hotel, and I can't wait to meet you in person this week. So, don't forget, everybody, if you want to tell me any of your paranormal experiences so that we can share it on the podcast, please give me a ring and leave a message about your experience on 07935 100 162. That's 07935 100 162, or record them on your voice notes on your phone and email them to me at paranormalorwhatpodcast@outlook.com. And I will tell you all next week what on earth has gone on at the hotel, and hopefully there'll be something extremely spooky and exciting. Okay, well, take care, everybody. Have a safe and happy week, and all being well, I will speak to you in a few days' time. Don't forget to get that tort of something hot and spicy to keep you warm in this February weather. Take care, everyone. Night.